Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
I'm Don Fleckinger, News Director for Search Health IT.
And I'm Sean Suttner, News and Feature Writer.
And this is the latest edition of our Hit Squad podcast. Thanks a lot for joining us this afternoon. So, Sean, last week you did a story talking about Epic's foray into the cloud, which was very interesting. It was a story that I guess was announced back at their user group gathering a couple months ago, but of course, Epic, playing their cards close to the vest and being press-averse, as we have mentioned in the past, didn't let any journalists into the meeting. So we're finding out about it now. The story was originally broke by VentureBeat, but what did you uncover when you had some discussions with analysts and some other health IT luminaries close to the Epic ecosystem?
Well, I found out that people think this is a good move for Epic. It's a good business move. It's not entirely unexpected, as you pointed out in a story about a year ago. Despite Epic's protestations to the contrary, that they wouldn't join a cloud-based, wouldn't put forth a cloud-based system, they have, and it's a big fertile market for them. It's also the direction that technology is headed in health IT.
Yeah, that is very interesting. I asked Judy Faulkner, who is, of course, Epic's CEO and founder, point blank last winter at HIMSS, you know, why don't you guys set up a data center? Why don't you host your customers' records in the cloud? And she looked at me and she said, hey, our customers don't find it cost-effective. It's too expensive, and they don't want their clinical data in the cloud. And lo and behold, a few months later, they're breaking ground on this giant data center to do just that, host their clients' clinical data in the cloud. I wonder how big, though, the response will be, because, as we know, Epic is known for having these huge health systems for customers, and those huge health systems have plenty of resources to host their own data centers, so I'm very interested in seeing what segment of the market will join up to have Epic hosting their records in the cloud.
Well, that will be interesting to watch, although Epic has made a very persuasive case in the past to sell its products, and I would expect no less of a private marketing push for this new initiative. Judy Faulkner would not be building a huge hosting center in Verona, Wisconsin, if it were otherwise.
Yeah. Well, anyway, certainly we've seen a lot of healthcare CIOs be reluctant to put clinical data in the cloud or trust cloud vendors in general. So I think this move by Epic could be a game changer. And, you know, the rising tide raises all ships. I think folks like Athena Health or even Cerner or other smaller EHR vendors will benefit from this, because when Epic goes all in, it sort of legitimizes the cloud for many healthcare IT cloud ventures, right?
Right. When I was working on this follow-up story to VentureBeat's initial scoop, I talked to Athena and got a quote from Cerner as well, and these two rivals of Epic have never been shy at criticizing their biggest competitor, the company that they fight with so much, and they both expressed skepticism, particularly Athena, about this move. And but as you say, it may make business bigger, larger for everybody.
Right, right. So in other things you've been working on, Sean, you had a blog post about the latest machinations behind the Commonwealth Health Alliance, which of course is an interoperability initiative that includes a bunch of large EHR vendors. Epic is not in this club, as it were, but we have McKesson, Athena Health, Greenway, and Cerner sort of joining hands to, for the sake of interoperability, for patient ID, for managing permissions of patient data, moving across different vendors' EHR systems. What did McKesson announce last week?
Well, the other big EHR vendor in this group is the CPSI, sort of a quiet giant in this sector, EHR sector. Well, they announced this new deal with a company called Relay Health, which is a subsidiary of McKesson. Interestingly, when Commonwealth Health Alliance, this club that Epic is not a part of, put out the news, they conveniently forgot to mention that the vendor that was doing it was a subsidiary of McKesson. But be that as it may, they seem to be offering some pretty cool new services. And Cerner and Athena both decided to offer these patient identification and matching, patient privacy and consent management stuff for free for the indefinite future.
Well, McKesson is charging for it. Did I understand that right?
No. No, okay. This stuff will be free. I mean, Commonwealth has entered into a services agreement with a vendor, so I think it's Commonwealth that'll be paying nominal fees to this third-party vendor.
And I wonder, again, since Epic has not jumped into this club and joined forces with them, I wonder how difficult of a time Commonwealth will have moving this data around, you know, and getting buy-in from folks who are outside of their little group of, you know, EHR vendors and their customers.
Well, if I was a customer of Cerner or Athena and I wanted to get my patient's data to help them move it to another healthcare system in another state or another part of my state, I would certainly take advantage of this free service.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's all interesting. Ultimately, of course, as reporters and patients ourselves, we would like to see all of the EHR vendors have a kumbaya moment and stop competing with each other on interoperability grounds for the benefit of all of our medical records and ultimately our health.
It would be nice.
All right. Well, that's it for today's Hit Squad. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.